There it is. The Griswold family Christmas tree.
Isn't it a little big?
It's not big. It's just full.
Dad, that thing wouldn't fit in our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Thursday morning. And we are getting ever closer to Christmas, a week away from the big day. And of course, the decorations are up in full force. I love driving. When you drive down the street at night, people have got their picture window open. You can see their Christmas tree in there. The decorations, too. Some of the decorations, even around my neighborhood, I feel like people have gone all out. We had nice weather for so long this year that people were, they took advantage of it to do their outdoor decorating. And we've got some great decorations up for Christmas. So, as we typically like to do this time of the year, every day we'll give you a chance to talk about something Christmas related. We had a great talk yesterday about those tech toys that defined a generation, and I appreciate all of the people who have took the time to give us a call or shoot us a text yesterday on what it was, their tech toy that defined their generation. Well, today we're talking decorations, and I would love to hear about the type of decorations, whether it's you use at your house. Do you, are you a person or a family that has multiple trees in your home? I've only ever been in a house that had one Christmas tree. Growing up, we had, of course, our Christmas tree. We've got friends who have three Christmas trees in their house, and they're all a different theme. And my buddy is a big Ohio State fan, so their one tree is all Ohio State stuff. It's all decked out in nothing but Ohio State colors and decorations. But they've got their regular Christmas tree. What is it like for you in your home? 1-877-332-8255. Do you have a theme tree? Are you part of a decorate your office contest at work? Or maybe you're outdoor decorating. I know there's been a number of people that have been sending us the pictures of their homes throughout the last month as well. Some great decorations out there as well. I hesitate to even tell this story because, of course, I know my phone's going to ring because mom's going to hear it and she'll be frustrated I'm telling stories, telling tales out of school. But my mom, who I have talked about a few times on this program, she taught grade one for 38 years in Belcarce, grade one. Probably deserves a medal for that alone. But here's what I know about grade one teachers. Their pupils like to make them Christmas ornaments for Christmas. And bless her soul, Linda Bray never, not only did she not throw out any ornaments that her children through the years have made her, she still puts them on the tree. The Bray Christmas tree might be the most gaudy Christmas tree you have ever seen. It is made up of pipe cleaner candy canes. It's made up of popsicle stick Santas. It's made up of Rudolphs that are missing an eye because 5 years ago the eye fell off, but we still put it up on the tree. I mean, she likes to decorate with all of these gifts she was given with her kids. Which she will always with pride pull one off, point to the name on the back and say, this person's now 49 years old and a nurse in Regina or whatever. I'm like, well, do you think you still need to put her ornament on the Christmas tree, Mom? She still does. She still does. 1-877-332-8255. Are you all in on the Christmas decorating? Do you have themes? Do you have a special decoration that's handed down through the generations that you would like to talk about? Let us know. Phone lines are open for you. Text lines are open for you as well. 1-877-332-8255. I got a text here from Barb who says, at work, we are all about themes in our workplace. Our job is a fairly routine type of a workplace, so this is a great way to liven things up at work. This year, it's a movie theme, so we have all of our offices, and for those that have cubicles decorated in movie-themed decorations, 1-877-332-8255. It's funny, I see a number of people already texting in about records. That's our topic of conversation coming up after 11 o'clock. What is it for you? I've also got, I was thinking about another friend of mine, Paul and Kelly. They have what I consider to be one of the largest collections of Santas that I have ever seen. They have an entire storage room dedicated to their Christmas decorations and all of these Santas they have that are, some of them are quite old, some of them are more modern, some of them are battery operated, you name it. But they put these out over Christmas. And again, it's like Christmas decorating for them is like a week long affair to get their house decked out for Christmas. 1-877-332-8255. Bonnie says, in our home growing up, we used to string popcorn, so it's something that I like to do with my kids. My one grandson thinks it's fun to eat the popcorn off of the Christmas tree. We've tried to remind him that we can make a bowl for him to eat. I've seen that before. I don't think that's something we've ever done in terms of popcorn strands on the Christmas tree. Another text here saying, nutcrackers in our house. We've got numerous different nutcrackers. It started off as a bit of a gag, but for some reason we have started collecting nutcrackers, and we've got a fair number in our home. 1-877-332-8255. You want to shoot us a text? You want to give us a call? Decorations. How about the outside of your house? I know Conspiracy Kevin, who we talk to on pretty much a weekly basis, he was one of the first people this year to send in a picture of his home decorated for Christmas. Man, there's some people that go all out. These inflatables have kind of taken on a bit of a life of their own. I wonder how many of them survived the blowing wind and the storm that we got yesterday. But there's a house just down from us that Halloween, all these inflatables in their front yard, they come down. And by the time end of November rolls around, it is absolutely packed with Christmas, whether it's Santa or reindeer, or you name it. A lot of people texting in on the text line talking about the nativity scene is something that it appears if you've got something that's been handed down from generation to generation, it has a special place in your home. I see we've got a text here from Bonnie who says, we have a nativity scene in our family that was my grandfather's. It's been handed down. I plan on handing it down to my children as well. We have it on our buffet. I see a text here saying, your mom's tree is our kind of tree. When you decorate, it's all about the memories. And we've got lots of them on our tree. 1-877-332-8255. Hi, Evan. Mrs. Dick here. Brought my class in last Christmas to the station. Oh, yes, I remember you coming in for a visit. Wrapping up a maternity leave here next month, but proudly displaying all of the ornaments students have gifted and made me over the years. My tree is full and I wouldn't have it any other way. I think it's a teacher thing, right? It's a teacher thing to say, yes, we're going to just decorate with the decorations we're given. And each one has got a story. Each one, my mom, well, she could stand at the tree all day long and tell stories about, oh, I remember that she was such a good little, yeah, lots of memories there. 1-877-332-8255. Tony in Saskatoon, good morning, Evan. Well, believe it or not, as I'm listening to your show, I'm putting the finishing touches on my Christmas village, complete with a train going around. It's grown quite a bit over the last few years. People like it when I post the video. I'd love to see the video. When you're done, Tony, shoot us a picture, shoot us a video. Those Christmas villages, I mean, some people get right into it with the trains. Jody bought a little train, just a circular train that goes around the tree, and she put it there last year thinking this would be a fun thing for the boys, for our grandsons when they come over, have this Christmas tree. I stepped on it about 18 times as I was putting gifts under the tree. We got one piece of track that's been duct taped together. Yeah, it was a good idea. Just she wasn't counting on her clumsy husband maybe having some problems with it. 1-877-332-8255. What is it for you? The holiday decorations that are going up, whether it's at work, at home, outside or inside. Do you have more than one tree in your house? Family heirlooms that are handed down. Happy to hear from you. Phone lines are open for you. Text lines are open, and we'll do this till the bottom of the hour. Let me know. I would love to hear or see pictures. If you've got those, shoot us a picture on the text line as well. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Do you have some fire claws?
No, Bethany. Those are Christmas lights.
I use antlers in all of my decorating.
Bro, 15 seconds!
Decorating!
Are you enjoying the view?
You are very good at decorating that tree.
And not really about Christmas at all, but I was thinking about it tonight as I was decorating my Christmas tree.
What are you
Oh, are you decorating?
Yeah, that. Surprised?
Yes.
We are talking Christmas decorations, and the phone and text lines are open for you, 1-877-332-8255. So there are a lot of people coming to my mom's defense. I told the story. My mom taught grade one for the better part of four decades, which means over the years, she has accumulated more handmade Christmas ornaments by grade oneers than you can shake a stick at. She keeps them all. She's got little shoe boxes that they go in. And then come Christmas time, our tree, the boughs do bend, I can tell you. The branches are laden with these. I mean, we've got a few regular Christmas ornaments, but there are a lot. Our family tree has a lot of these grade one gifts that have been made. And people on the text line are saying, I love it, Margaret in Saskatoon. I love your mom's story regarding the Christmas tree decorations. A real teacher right there and clearly an amazing person. Margaret, thank you for the text. I have everything on my tree just like your mom, says Joy in Nipawin. I like to travel. I collect decorations for my tree wherever I go. And I also have a village. A lot of people are into, because you can buy pieces of the village, right? That's my understanding of it. There's a whole collectible series and little people and streetlights and post offices and like a mini Hallmark movie in your home. 1-877-332-8255. Are you into the Christmas decorating? Do you have an ornament? Do you have some sort of a decoration that's been handed down? It's got some sort of tradition in your family? I'd love to hear that. Let's go to Harold in Regina. Harold, are you a Christmas decorator?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up on the farm, and my parents were from Germany. So that's where the Christmas tree came from, under Martin Luther. And you would not believe that in 1946, the trains didn't run for, I think, 7 weeks. And my mom went out to the trees and got a poplar tree and put it up. And we didn't have ornaments, so they took walnuts and took out the insides, glued them together, and dipped them in plates. But I want to say right now, I'm 89. I have two trees out in front, two trees at the back, one in the house. And I'm a promoter of the nativity scene, the true meaning of Christmas. So I got all kinds of lights front and back. Jesus is the reason for the season.
I love that, Harold. I love your enthusiasm. And thank you for calling in and congrats on all the decorating. Gosh, you're a busy fella setting it up. You're a busy fella taking it down, I'm sure, as well. 1-877-332-8255. A lot of people, Donna, here's another text from Donna saying the same thing we've seen on the text line today. They like to decorate their family tree with decorations they collect while traveling. So they'll pick up a decoration at each spot they travel to. And, of course, they've got their grandkids' homemade decorations on the tree as well. My wife, Dana, has the tree memory decorated, already decorated. Every single hanging decoration is from our children, our family, our extended family, friends, gifts, or a trip memory. She claims to have a story for every single one if you ask her. So that's from Cal in Oxbow. Here's another one. My wife and I like to collect ornaments when we travel. This is the thing to do, clearly. I've never done this when I've traveled, but lots of people. This is a way to bring home a memento. Clearly, Jonathan in Saskatoon. Our latest trip, we got a haul of ornaments visiting Paris, Italy, and Greece. We weren't sure how successful we were going to be finding ornaments in Europe in the middle of the year, but to our surprise, they were everywhere. Our tree has got quite the collection. We look forward to setting it up every year and reminiscing about our travels. Tom and Dundurn kind of makes me chuckle here because I was talking about some people like to string the popcorn and decorate that almost as garland on the tree. Tom and Dundurn says, that reminds me, that's what I was doing when President Kennedy was assassinated. I was in grade two stringing popcorn for decorations when a teacher came in crying about Kennedy's assassination. There's a memory. Tom, thank you very much. 1-877-332-8255. Dave in Regina, who's, from Regina, but in West Kelowna, BC. My dad's dad had a very old, old train set all around the tree. Don't care how much it's worth now. I'm 66 years old, 36 years old to me. Our Christmas ritual, as far as I can remember, Air Force, Army, a dorky tractor with a cowboy hat. I never thought anything of it, but all of these decorations are part of a family tradition. Cindy and Carniff talking about tree decorations full of ornaments given to us when we got married. Ornaments, some of them we bought for ourselves, homemade ornaments. Okay, so you know what? Maybe my takeaway from this is, you know, what my mom does maybe is not the weirdest thing. I always thought it was a lot of homemade decorations on the tree, but clearly there's lots that support it. Andy in Regina says, I've got one of those Charlie Brown Christmas trees. That's what you won't be surprised to know. Murray Wood, our boss here at the radio station, because a lot of people will decorate their offices, put some lights up or, you know, whatever, some sort of Christmas decorations. Murray has his lonely Charlie Brown Christmas tree. That's all he puts out, the little thing, and you can push a button and it plays the Charlie Brown song. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of collectors. So lots of people saying they like to collect certain things. They give Christmas decorations to their kids every year. And notice this year when we went to their house, none of them are on the tree. Just because you thought it was a good idea, maybe not so much for the kids. Thank you for that. Tanya in Saskatoon, here's another one. We buy our three kiddos an ornament every year that represents something from their year. Our oldest is now 20, youngest is 12, and the tree is covered from memories from their lifetime. 1-877-332-8255. I feel bad because I'm not a guy that has ever done outdoor decorating. We don't even have Christmas lights on our house. We don't put them up. I think we did one or two times and half the time they'd be burnt out and we've just never gone back. We took them down when we redid the roof and we never did put them back up. So the inside of our place is absolutely decked out. Jode loves that stuff. And so she's got decorations everywhere, but outside you drive by, it's maybe a little bit boring. Apologize to my neighbors for that. I have my son's Christmas decorations from elementary school still hanging on my tree today, and my boys are 32, 36, and 41 years old, but I've got a lot of their decorations on the tree. Thank you very much. That's Stavely from Saskatoon. 1-877-332-8255. Happy to hear if you've got a Christmas decoration story or if you want to send a picture in. I noticed there's a couple of people that have sent in pictures of their homes decorated as well. We welcome that. Okay, coming up in just a moment, we're going to relive the conversation that we had with David Chilton. David, of course, is the author of The Wealthy Barber, probably one of the most well-known money management books. It's kind of that book. In fact, I told my story the other day. I'll retell it after 10:30. But I was given one of those books by my parents as I moved away from home. Here, kid, learn how to manage your money. Read this book. But David Chilton has just recently released the book, and this book, of course, has sold millions of copies in Canada. He's a great interview. We had that chat the other day. We're going to relive part of that coming up in just a second.